The Feel Better Station for Warrington Hospital.
This is Radio General.
Now, the final hooter.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of The Final Hooter. My name's Dave Parkinson. I'm going to be guiding you through for the next few minutes. And the reason that I wanted to do this very special edition is because there's a club not far away from our catchment area here at Warrington Hospital, and also for the Love Rugby League podcast that we do, called Widnes Vikings, which has hit upon hard times yet again now. The last time they really struggled financially was back in 2006, when, if I remember rightly, they needed to win the grand final to secure the future of the club. They lost that to Hull Kingston Rovers, resulting in Rovers getting promoted to the Super League. And they were taken over by Steve O'Connor at that stage, hit with a points deduction for the following season, but eventually did work their way into Super League, courtesy of the licensing situation that existed at the time in Rugby League. Well, just very, very recently, in fact, yesterday, because I'm recording this on Wednesday, the 20th of February, just yesterday, the club released a statement which read as follows. Widnes Vikings would like to update members, supporters and partners on the club's current financial situation. Widnes Vikings have been facing a significant cash flow gap, which must be resolved in the coming days. Throughout the past 3 months, Widnes Vikings Board of Directors and senior staff members have made extensive efforts to engage business leaders and individuals to secure investment to stabilise the club and overcome the potential threat of administration. This has included the board writing off more than £370,000 worth of loans that they had provided to the club throughout their tenure. It had appeared likely that a consortium of investors would take ownership of the club today, 19th of February, providing the necessary investment to secure the club's future stability. However, at a late stage, a key member of this consortium has withdrawn from the process. As a result, the club has, as yet, failed to secure the necessary investment and is unable to make its payroll commitments for all employees tomorrow. So that is today, the 20th of February. Efforts to secure investment remain ongoing and we will continue to pursue all available avenues. The club continues to invite other expressions of interest from individuals or groups that may wish to support Widnes Vikings at this time. The club is taking advice in response to this matter, and Widnes Vikings continue to trade, and at this stage our scheduled fixture against Sheffield Eagles will be unaffected by those challenges. It goes without saying that everyone associated with Widnes Vikings are incredibly grateful for the ongoing backing of our supporters and partners at this difficult time. Now, just how have Widnes got into this situation? They've struggled on the field for the last 2 years, got themselves relegated last year, and although being given access to a parachute payment and doing a little bit of recruitment and retainment, it was mainly retaining some of the younger players, they've run into this situation. The board has gone, they've all resigned, which meant that a situation like this, in my opinion, was always going to be on the cards. I've read various things regarding Widnes owing the council a varying degree of money for rent on the stadium. I've also read bits and bats about owing the previous kit providers money. The fact that the current kit providers want to ensure that they get the money that they're owed as well, so they are taking everything regarding merchandise that the club is selling currently. But just how has the club got into this situation? It's quite strange, considering that the then Widnes Chief Executive Officer James Rule sat down with League Express April 25th last year, 2018, and was asked in this interview just where the club is at. And James Rule said, based on where we were when I joined in September 2012, naturally there's a lot that I'm proud of. We have an academy that is ranked as outstanding, and more importantly is developing quality players. We have 18 players, soon to be 19, who have come through our youth system to the first team squad. Outstanding young players like Matt Whitley and Brad Walker want to commit to us in the long term. We've cleared all our historic debt, which was considerable, and we're now at a break-even financial position. What we do in the community is raising the bar in British sport. On the field, it's been a story of steady progression from finishing bottom of the league to our highest league position a couple of years ago. There's a huge amount to be happy about. I think my main frustration at the moment, which is echoed by the supporters, are injuries. They are undermining our ability to continue our momentum and has us on the back foot. We're not able to get our strongest team on the field. Naturally, that has a knock-on effect with supporters, and we've seen a hit on our gates, which puts our business under pressure. So for me, he's given an indication back in 2018 that the gates didn't match the expected figures that they put the business model around. But interestingly enough, he said that all the historic debt had been cleared. When clearly, if you're owing something like 360, 380 grand to the local council, how's that been accrued? Has that just been accrued in 12 months? In which case, what sort of deal have Widnes Vikings actually got with Halton Council? I don't know. I can't answer that question. I haven't got the information to hand, but it's an interesting topic, isn't it? And the question to him was, there's some apathy amongst fans. Do you understand why they feel frustrated, nervous, anxious, whatever it is? And James at the time, so again, this is back from his interview in April 2018, said the word frustration sums it up perfectly. And an understanding of that, because at the end of the day, people want results. What's really powerful is that the supporters want the exact same thing as everyone at the club. From myself to the players, the coaches and the directors, success on the field. The challenge for all of us is to take a deep breath and look at the reasons why we are not as competitive as we'd like to be. It comes back to injuries. It's not a whinge or a whine. It's a statement of fact. We used almost 40 players last year, so that's in 2017. That is more than any other team in the competition. Those same challenges have unfortunately been repeated this season, and that has a huge impact. But for me, I don't know whether Widnes have been totally honest with their fans. And I know that Derek Beaumont over at Lee took a bit of a pasting last season. He hung his reputation out there. He moved the high contracted players on at a time which meant that they could still go and get alternate employment. Yes, there was problems later on with regards to paying players, and I'm not saying that Lee Centurions are whiter than white in that respect, because, you know, if you sign a contract as a player, you do expect to get paid, and if you're employed, you expect to get paid come the end of the month. Nobody gets out of the bed every morning to go to work to not get paid at the end of the month. But the steps that Derek Beaumont took was to reduce the outgoings to the business, meaning that it was in a bit more of a sustainable situation for anybody wanting to come in now. As it happened, no white knight came in for Lee Centurions. Derek Beaumont is still running the place behind the scenes. However, it's on a much, much reduced budget. And this is the crux of the matter. A much reduced budget. Have Widnes Vikings gone down the same mould? Much reduced budget? You look and they've got six or seven really established players who could all step up and play into Super League. Lads like Chris Dean, Kristen Inu, and Anthony Gelling, to name but three. You've also got the likes of Harrison Hansen, Liam Hood there. These are fellas that they're not going to play for nothing, and they're probably taking a wedge of whatever salary was agreed and has been paid out by Widnes Vikings. Now, I'm not blaming the players. I don't want anybody to think that I'm blaming the players. It isn't their fault. It comes down to clubs overreaching. And I think as a sport, we overreach far too often. It comes back to the fans. And I'm angry. I'm angry because this happens every year. It happens at various clubs. It's almost like just the shirt changes every year. You can guarantee that two or three clubs are going to go through a similar sort of situation. It keeps happening. It's bad business models. Nobody's being realistic. They're all aiming for the elite, or certainly an element of them are aiming at the elite. they're going full time. There's not enough money in the sport for it to be full time. There's probably only four or five clubs in Super League that can even afford to be full time as a sustainable model. They're all reliant on other monies coming in or the largesse of owners. We need to get away from that model. This is where Rugby League lets itself down. There's only so many times you can keep using the resuscitation to get extra life into clubs. And I think some clubs are past the nine lives now. I think it's ridiculous, to be honest. But you do look, and there's certain things that have been said down the years which suggested that this business model Widnes Vikings have been operating under would not be sustainable if they lost Super League status. I'm just looking at an interview that James Rule did when he first took over as Chief Executive Officer with the BBC back in 2012. And he said, the club has been overly reliant on the generosity of Steve O'Connor. Without it, I don't think the club would be in existence. That's not unusual in Rugby League, because I think there are a number of clubs supported by the generosity of an owner. He's right. There is. There's too many of them. This seems to be because Rugby League can't sustain itself. It's now about looking at what we can do and the changes we need to make in order to make it more sustainable and ensure that the club is here for many years to come. These are his words back in 2012 when he was appointed. And interestingly enough, the article points to the fact that the Vikings had an average home gate of 5,942 in that season. That's almost 60% up on what the average attendance was in the Championship in 2011, but around 1,000 short of their initial estimate. So they were basing their figures based on 7,000 people coming through the gate. When has Widnes averaged 7,000 people coming through the gate? Surely they should look at a historic figure and base the figures around that. It's like I've always said with Lee, put a team on the park that averages 2,500. For Widnes, it should be put a team on the park in Championship that averages 3,500. Don't overstretch yourself. And this is what keeps happening. So, Rule came in at the end of 2012, and yeah, people are pointed, and they pointed the finger at various other people taking paid positions. They were doing jobs at the club. Do they expect them not to take any money? I'm just reading this bit again. The initial business plan, expectations and investments associated with the plan were based on an average attendance of 7,000. They didn't transpire last year, so we have to look at different areas. Why didn't they lower their expectations on the gate? And this would suggest that they've carried on with those same lofty ambitions. Not for 1 year after, but for nearly 5 years. That's just madness. It's no wonder that the club's in a state. What do you think? I think I've said enough on the topic, but I really do hope that Widnes Vikings get beyond it, because they're a fine club. I have plenty of respect. I've got friends there at the club. They've got a guy in there as coach at the moment, Kieran Pirtle, who deserves a medal. He went through the whole thing last year with his squad disintegrating before his eyes come June time at Lee. And he deserves better. He's a decent fella. He's a decent coach. But the future, well, the future is still there to be written. We don't know what's going to happen.
The Feel Better Station for Warrington Hospital.
This is Radio General.
The Final Hooter.